Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, August 11, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open. European equity markets have opened higher also, following broad strength in Asia. U.S. dollar is regaining some overnight losses from Wednesday's sell-off. Treasury yields are lower at both long and short ends. Crude is under pressure. Gold is down. Industrial metals are mostly higher. Other commodities are flat. In macro news, market focus remains on the cooler-than-expected U.S. July CPI data, which has prompted a dovish market reaction. The data has played firmly into the peak inflation narrative, as the market consensus for September shifts to a 50-basis-point rate hike from 75 basis points. Terminal rate projections have also ticked down. However, Fed officials responding to the data argued that more evidence is needed before deciding whether to moderate pace of tightening, and continued to push back against hopes for a dovish pivot in 2023. In other developments, the Biden administration officials are reportedly rethinking whether to scrap tariffs on China imports. On the Taiwan tension front, China has concluded military drills around the island, but has also pledged to continue regular patrols. The situation fits with market concerns that regional tensions are likely to remain elevated in the near future, accelerating deglobalization trends that have raised concerns about ongoing threat to supply chains and structurally higher inflation. Elsewhere, Japan's Prime Minister Kishida has reshuffled cabinet amid a decline in his approval rating. On the data front, with a lot of focus this week on the slowing demand for chips and its associated downside signal for the global economy, South Korea's trade data shows that tech exports have declined for the first time in more than 2 years, led by a 14% fall in memory chips. Other Asian exporters are also experiencing growth headwinds, with Singapore narrowing its growth forecast range. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today is the July PPI data, as well as the weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, followed by the weekly natural gas inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. before the open today are Cardinal Health and HanesBrands. ResMed and Illumina will report after the close. In corporate news, Bloomberg reported that HCA Healthcare subsidiary HealthTrust will sell CoreTrust to Blackstone, with terms unreported. Also, according to Bloomberg, CVS Health tried to acquire One Medical before the deal was agreed with Amazon. A regulatory filing showed that CVS negotiated with the company for months and even offered the same amount that Amazon ultimately agreed to pay. Apple has signed a deal with Futuro Studios that will see the company fund development and production of podcasts in exchange for Apple to have the first chance to turn any podcast into a TV show or film. Asian equity markets finished higher on Thursday, boosted by Hong Kong's growth sectors, Greater China markets climbed, Australia closed at two-month highs, South Korea and Taiwan firmer, Southeast Asia also up, India was led by IT stocks, and Japan was closed for a holiday. European equities are mostly firmer. Press focus includes the comment made by the Bank of England chief economist Pill, who said that the full impact of rate hikes won't be felt until late 2023. The remarks fit in with the Bank of England's recent macroeconomic forecasts, which showed inflation to remain at around 10% level on average throughout 2023, before slowing sharply in 2024. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, August 11, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.